Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Superintendent, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, always good to be on the show. Really appreciate the opportunity.
So I read one interview where you said the inspiration, you supported it, but that wasn't the inspiration for doing this, the Ten Commandments. Explicitly, what would a teacher be required to do in Oklahoma around the Bible?
Yeah, absolutely. So, by the way, we were rolling out more extensive guidelines over the next few weeks before the start of school in August. But what they're going to be doing is, listen, when you teach history and when it is historically accurate to talk about the Bible, our teachers are going to discuss it. So I'll give you a few examples. When you talk about the Mayflower Compact and the Pilgrims and the Puritans and the Quakers, how do you have those conversations with kids if you can't mention the Bible or the Bible verses that they reference that encourage them to move to America? How do you describe what Thomas Jefferson meant and how most Americans read were endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights? Where do you get that from? What is the Great Awakening? What impact did it have on the country to believe that the rights came from God? How do you talk about that without talking about the Bible? Abraham Lincoln, all the presidents that cite Bible verse after Bible verse, and then I'll give you one more, Martin Luther King Jr. We talk about the civil rights movement a lot in Oklahoma academic standards, and we talk about a letter from a Birmingham jail where he literally connects the entire civil rights movement to the teachings in the Bible to show why he believes that he is standing with God, why he believes he's doing the right thing, where his ideas come from. How do you talk about these moments in American history without talking about the Bible? So we're going to make sure the Bible is in its historical context in American history so our kids get the full story of America.
Now, I know you're working up the details, though. There's devil's voice in the – well, not. They're attacking you, as we know. You know, that's the preoccupation. But I would have questions, though. What are you telling the teacher to do? Is there freedom there in mentioning it? How do they go about it? What are you thinking on that?
Yeah, no, we're going to be pretty explicit in what the expectations are. So we're going to tell them, listen, when you talk about the Mayflower Compact, you're going to have to include the lines where they mention God and why they felt like God wanted them to go into the new world. So we will be giving those kind of explicit details because that's what we do in our standards. We say, listen, we talk about civil rights movement. You need to mention Martin Luther King Jr. You need to describe letter to Birmingham jail. You need to describe why does he make that connection? So those are the type of things we lay out. And again, we give teachers a lot of freedom. Now, how do you want to teach that, right? Do you have them read it? Do you have them reenact it? Do you have them read, you know, three or four primary sources? So there's freedom there to an extent, but you still have to teach the history. So we will be very explicit. And listen, you are going to let kids know that faith played a role in the decision-making process of some of our most influential Americans.
Now, the inspiration, and I think the one interview I read, they went back to it twice. They wanted to be clear, was not what they did in Louisiana. And I didn't think it was when I heard this from you because you do stuff on your own. But it's President Trump. In what way is it President Trump?
Right. So, you know, I truly appreciate the president tweeted out, you know, shout out to the work that we're doing here in Oklahoma and me by name a few weeks ago of keep going, keep continuing this work. But he has been out in front on this to make America great again. Your kids have to know America. You know, he put together the 1776 Commission when he was in the White House, which laid out, listen, kids have to read primary sources. If you read primary sources, if you read about the country's founding, you're going to see people like Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, that their clear belief was you maximize individual liberties. Those liberties come from God. Those rights come from God, right? And then the people have to be a moral people. They believe that they should have some kind of faith, some kind of morality, some kind of religion to help guide them. Because if you maximize their liberty, they're going to have to govern themselves. Now, again, that's historical. That's what they said. Those are quotations. You can read them in the Federalist Papers. You can read them in the Constitutional Convention notes. Now, again, we're not telling kids they have to believe in a Christian worldview or anything like that. But they do need to understand the founders thought that morality was imperative with individual liberty. So those are the type of things President Trump championed when he was in the White House. He put out great guidance in the 1776 Commission, and he continues to support our efforts right now. And then the other thing President Trump has done, he put originalists on the Supreme Court, not these left-wing activist judges. So we feel very confident legally if this makes its way to the Supreme Court, with President Trump's appointees, they're actually going to look at the Constitution. They're going to go, hey, what do you know? This is perfectly legal. As a matter of fact, every schoolhouse would have had a Bible in their curriculum until 1963. So, of course, this is okay. Of course, this is legal. So that gives us great confidence legally moving forward also.
When you mention that, though, and the inspiration of Trump, and you are a pragmatic guy, you're a combination of a thinker and also politically, any thoughts, let me put it this way, to waiting? Because given how they come after you, given how they come after this, they're going to say, look at this guy, Trump, inspiration, originalist judges. If he gets Trump in the White House, you know what this guy in Oklahoma is going to do. He's a nation's leader. The Bible, they're going to be thumping Bibles in school. It won't just be historical context. They're just playing with that now. Give that any thought.
No, look, we've been crystal clear on this, and so has President Trump. Hey, listen, this is about teaching our history, okay? Now, you know, we are in this to ensure that our kids understand American history. So, you know, there is no part of this where we are pushing this faith onto kids. It is historically accurate, and frankly, what the left has done is they are lying to our kids. They're indoctrinating our kids by saying, listen, no, there was no role of faith. There was no role of morality. And you look around society today and you go, well, you want to see some of the results of not talking to kids about, you know, the country, you know, for a long time believed, you know, morality was essential in this republic. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? When you strip that out, what happens? You have a society that's completely unmoored from any kind of understanding that, you know, we all bear responsibility to govern our own actions. So, again, there's real-time results for these things. Because, again, understanding our history helps give students the full picture of why things were important to the founders, what was their worldview, and frankly, you just think about it, how do you even explain these different instances in history without the Bible? It doesn't even make sense. Why did the pilgrims come here? If you can't talk about the Bible and their belief, how does it – it doesn't even make sense. So it is, frankly, it's academic malpractice to not walk students through – well, what did they say? What did they say their reasons were for doing these things? That's the only way you can really study history.
We're talking about Ryan Waters from Oklahoma. Would this be just at the high school level, infusing this in history classes, or do you see it at the elementary middle school also?
Oh, yeah. No, we'll have it in the elementary school also, and I'll kind of walk you through that as well, because you do see, and again, it will, depending upon the grade level, will depend upon the involvement here. But, you know, in our early grades, we talk about kind of that early American history with the pilgrims. We talk about the Mayflower. We talk about those things. So there will be some of that in there. And look, also, we're going to have math and science classes where, listen, when you study some of the great scientists, you know, they talk about they thought God had an impact on what they were doing. They went to the Bible to do certain experiments, and they tried to look to that for references. Again, we're not going to censor those things out. We're going to make sure kids understand the historical context for those decision-making processes. So, yeah, it will be in grade levels all the way through your earliest grades as well. But, again, it will be what's age-level appropriate and where it really falls into our academic standards at that time as well.
And this will happen, you think, this coming school year?
Oh, yes, sir. It will happen this upcoming school year, this August.
So this is being framed by the left, too, as a retaliatory move to LGBT. Tell me why that's faulty.
Yeah, I mean, it's absurd, because here's the reality. Is, you know, the far left, they always do this stuff, you know, where they're offended, they're mad, they're upset. Well, they can be offended all they want, but what they can't do is rewrite our history. And the reality is, you know, there's a great Churchill quote where he says, you know, hey, the further back you look is the further ahead you can see for society. And it's very true. Look, you look back and you got to understand our history to understand why we made the decisions we did. And then, hey, you extrapolate your own, you know, value judgment on that, whether you think things are right or wrong, or should they be very different or should they be similar. That's for the individual to decide. But withholding vital pieces of information from them, like the number one best-selling, most-read book in American history. I mean, think about that for a minute. We're not going to talk about the number one most-sold book in American history? Well, then what book meets the criteria to be discussed in a history class? Then it's like, well, if the Bible doesn't make the cut, what does make the cut? It has been widely read, widely purchased. It is important for our kids to understand its role in American history, its role in American literature. And again, we've got to be fair to our kids by telling them the whole story.
Absolutely. Ryan Waters, thank you. Thanks so much. We'll catch up once you have all the details ironed out. Have a good 4th of July, though. Thank you.
Absolutely. Love to come back. Happy 4th of July to you, too.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.